I am Vernon Joynes, and for the next few moments, as we look into the Word of God and examine it, we're going to be discussing the subject of the completeness of Revelation. And since there are so many people today who think that Revelation continues and that there have been those since the first century who have received revelations, we need to take a look at this and be assured of what the truth says. Now, without the Bible, man would be engulfed in an oppressive darkness. All that we know about God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, the angels, Satan, heaven, hell, comes from one source, the Bible. From it we have the terse explanation of how the universe came into being. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1 and verse 1. This first sentence, written by Moses, settles forever the origin of man and the universe in which man dwells today. When I see and hear people talking about we need to examine space to determine where man came from, his origin, and how we came to be here and how the earth came to be here, then I know immediately that they're wasting time and money in doing this. Because the Bible has a very simple answer to it, and all we have to do is believe what God says. All other theories are nebulous and mythological as compared with the Word of God. Now, the first Bible sentence gives the only plausible answer. It is with this sentence that the mind of God begins to be revealed to man. God is revealed in nature. Now, I didn't say God's Word is revealed in nature. We have the pantheists today who worship nature, but that's not God. There are the sources which bear testimony of God, but they do not reveal God. Now, His will. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. In Psalms 19, verses 1 through 3. In nature, the evidence of God is unmistakable, and skeptics are without excuse. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Romans 1 and verse 20. Now, the irrefutable evidence must be believed and not ignored to say that there is no God. But you know, the fool said that, according to the psalmist. But only the fool would say that in Psalms 14 and 1. He says, lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, and bringeth out his host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Notice that, not one faileth. Isaiah 42 and verse 26. Such evidence was shown forcefully in Paul's teaching in Acts 14:17. But despite this evidence that God is, nature still does not reveal the mind of God, nor show what we must do in order to please God. But we have the work of the Old Testament prophets, and we are told, as we read that whatsoever things are written aforetime are written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15 and verse 4. But there have been, and counting the Christian age, there have been three ages. One was the patriarchal age, in which God revealed things directly to the patriarch or the head of the family. And then the Mosaic age, in which God gave them the first written law that they were to live by, but it was only for the Jewish people. Yet, it was still God's own revelation. And knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. But listen to this. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1 and verses 20 and 21. Thus it was that David said, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue." 2 Samuel 23 and verse 2. This was also confirmed by Peter in Acts 1 and verse 16. Those Old Testament prophecies unlocked some of the mysteries of God's will, but not all of them, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, that is, us today, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, under whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them, that they have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, which things the angels desired to look into. In 1 Peter 1, verses 10 through 12. Now, even the angels did not know the full will of God until it was revealed. They didn't know his mind until it was revealed in the Scripture. And this should give us an appreciation for the revelation, that we're privileged to have it now and to know God's full will for us. But we have it in the glorious gospel of Christ. That's the reason why God says that the gospel is God's power to save, in Romans 1 and verse 16. But also that Jesus accepted the revelation of the prophets. I know there are those who question that, and they question whether the prophets really knew what they were talking about or not, but Jesus said they did. And Jesus placed his stamp of approval on all the Old Testament prophets, that everything that they revealed. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. Luke 24, verse 27. He pointedly stated that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses, in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Luke 24, 44. And incidentally, that's the three divisions of the Old Testament. And on one occasion, he upbraided the Jews by saying, "For had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me." John 5 and verse 46. Later, Paul taught the exalted place of Old Testament revelation. "For whatsoever things are written aforetime are written for our learning." And then he says that we through patience and comfort might have hope through the Scriptures. You know, you can read in the Old Testament of what God was planning to do. That's prophecy. And you can read in the New Testament where he did it. And that is the will of God for us today. Don't be guilty of discounting or demeaning those sacred writings. It was of them that it was said, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Now, he says that it has these purposes, that it is profitable for doctrine or teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So there are four areas which God instructs us in, but he does it through his word, through his inspired word. And that's from 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. But still, a greater revelation was to follow. It's Christ's revelation of the Father. Now, we can learn some things about God from the Old Testament, but we can't fully know him until Jesus comes. John said of Jesus, "No man has seen God at any time, and the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." John 1 and verse 18. Herein was to be the fullest revelation possible for mankind. God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. Now this revelation was to eclipse that of the prophets. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by a measure unto him. And that's Christ. And John 3, verse 34. God was with the Son in all he revealed. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me commandment what I should say and what I should speak. John 12 and verse 49. He could say to his apostles, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. John 15 and verse 15. It is no marvel that God declared, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And Matthew 17 and verse 5. Now, God's revelation by the apostles is what we should be concerned about at this point in time, because the revelation through them instructs us concerning what we must do in order to have our sins forgiven, in order to live a faithful Christian life, to endure to the end in order to be saved, and then what's going to happen at the end. God reveals all of this to us, and where we can go, and where the wicked will also go. Before he left his apostles, Jesus promised, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. John 14 and verse 26. He further stated, they would bear witness by the Spirit. John 15, 26 and 27. God's revealed will thus came through him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 10. Paul affirms the mysteries of the gospel were revealed from God by the Spirit unto the apostles, who then revealed the gospel to all. For he says, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith, which should afterward be revealed. Galatians 3, verse 23. But God's full revelation was to be made known to the world. It wasn't just given to a nation of people or to a few nations, but to every creature in all of the world. Paul explained to the Ephesian saints how that the revelation he made known unto me, the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Ephesians 3, verse 3. Paul says God revealed to him the mystery of the plan of salvation, and he wrote this plan of salvation that we might understand. By this means, the mind of God is open to man. This unlocks the door, and we learn what to do to please God. It was of God, not of man, that Paul stated, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And he was speaking of the gospel in this context, in Galatians 1 and verse 2 and following. Keep in mind that without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, 6. But don't overlook how faith comes. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10 and verse 17. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter 1 and verse 25. Never discount the worth of God's revealed word or will in saving your souls. What we must do is to hear it, believe it, and obey it, and remain faithful or endure to the end, and then we have the promise that heaven will be our home. This is the revelation of God. Thank you for listening.